Blog Talk Radio.
Different.
Yeah.
NSK Ring History. This is the NSK podcast. Whereas the blog is history, this here podcast, we agreed, would be history as it unfolds, otherwise known as current events.
Yeah.
All of it together, the aforementioned blog, www.enessky.blogspot.com. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/NSKboxing. And I am Noah Kaplowitz. I am the founder, editor-in-chief, fluffer, and lead contributor of said NSK ring history endeavor. But more importantly than that, the abbot to my Costello is with me tonight once again. The itchy to my scratchy, the burger to my fries, the two, the only, Hollywood Balls, Dave Kansas.
Thank you very much.
Sullivan. Dave.
It's been
bad
a while.
Like Michael Jackson bad, or bad like hard to listen to?
What's bad?
Anyway. So like I said, we're talking a little bit of current events. We divvied it up. Since we cover both sports here, boxing and pro wrestling, we are going to do tonight, I'm going to bring you most of the wrestling. And Hollywood Balls, you're in charge of the boxing.
Yeah. Yeah, what little we have.
If you can handle it.
At the beginning of this new year, but it's, you know, we're going to cover it.
Right. Every boxing podcast. Heavyweight division sucks. When's Pacquiao going to fight Mayweather? Tune in next week.
Yeah.
But we're going to go a little deeper than that, hopefully. And speaking of which, let's kick it off with that. What do you got that you wanted to lead in with on the boxing world?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised with the fights that happened the other day. You know, we had Wilder and Stiverne going for the Wilder was going after the title, and he won. He's the new champ. And then we had on the undercard, we had Leo Santa Cruz was victorious yet again against some other schlub.
the most disrespected man in all of professional boxing. In pugilism, if you will, this weekend, Dr. Steelhammer.
Dr.
Vladimir Klitschko. We have a new heavyweight champion. I wonder how the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world feels about the fact that there's a new champion and he had an off weekend. How does that work?
Yeah.
The legitimacy of the belt. But anyway, no, pleasantly surprised. Mark me down, too. With Wilder. He put on a nice show.
Yeah, he definitely boxed at his own pace, was pursued the whole match, and just very casually defeated him.
Yeah, he didn't get rattled. Stiverne, I watched it after it happened, since I don't have Showtime, but I watched it after it happened, and Stiverne came in at a nice, moderate, easy pace to pick off throughout the night. Not a lot of movement, not trying to fool anybody. Not setting it up with anything. Just came over. Tried to track him down. Couldn't. But Wilder looked good. Hit him hard a few times, but no knockout. And he's supposedly known for his power, Wilder. So that was a little bit. I mean, is that because of Stiverne's chin, or is that because Wilder isn't the bomber that everybody says he is, in your opinion?
in my opinion, I think he's, I mean, he's got 32 wins with 32 KOs. I think he had a chance to knock out Stavern. I don't think his punches were very accurate enough to do it. You know, he was in close, and there was a, earlier in the fight, there was a time where he was shoe-shining him a little bit and lighting him up with some hooks to the head, but it was maybe rocking him a little bit, but I don't know if it was going to knock him out. But,
right. And you don't always have to win by a knockout. Them's the rules. You just win.
I mean, yeah.
You know.
He did it.
My fear, and we talked about it prior, was that Wilder was going to find himself exposed. That he was going to swim out into too deep water and drown. But he didn't. Stavern proved not to be that deep of a body of water. And everybody's talking about what's next for Wilder, and we'll talk about that too, but what do you think's next for Stavern? Nobody's talking about that.
Well, I mean, I hope it's on an Areola 3.
And the boxing world holds its collective hopeful breath for that one.
He's got a lot. I mean, there's a bunch of dudes that he could possibly. I'm not sure.
It doesn't seem like there's a lot left out there for him. It seems like he got knocked off of it.
Yeah, I feel like a jacket.
What's that?
Because we do this show, and I should be providing info and a take on it. But I didn't think to look what's next for Stavern. I don't think it really matters.
That's kind of my point. Everybody's wouldn't. I saw an opening, and maybe it didn't matter. Some openings are there because they're supposed to be. But everybody's talking about what's next for Wilder, and I'm like, what's next for Stavern? He was the champ, and nobody's talking about him. He just set the table for Wilder to come and be some kind of a alphabet soup champion. And what's next for Wilder? What, Fury?
Fury. He wants. Yeah, apparently Fury, then Vlad. It seems like that's the order in which it's going to go in. So there's Fury's. This Fury's champion, that there's his chance for the belt, which he was promised.
I called it. I said I was hopeful for it. I wanted Wilder and I wanted Fury to get together for the championship, but I should have specified. I wanted them to fight for a belt that mattered.
Yeah.
A little more.
Yeah, I know.
Than this particular belt. But I guess you beggars can't be choosers. You know. So I'm for it. Wilder and Fury. I think Fury wins. I'm a big fan of Fury's. And he's shown a lot of improvement after I thought he tapped out on his talent.
Right.
So I'm going for Fury. I'm going for Fury.
With Wilder.
You're wrong, sir.
I'm going with, I think Provodnikov should fight Stavern next.
Oh.
Have him gain 50 pounds.
he
won't even know
what's going
on.
He could gain the 50 like Stavern gained the 50. Big Macs.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that Stavern. Stavern didn't put on muscle. He's not one of those muscle heavyweights. He's one of those heavyweights that likes to eat. He's that kind of heavyweight. He always looks so sloppy.
And now without
the junk belt to hide the love handles, he's looking even worse.
I know. Wilder came in at 216 pounds.
Right.
He looked unbelievable.
He looked unbelievable, but I told you, that's like we talked, you know, off air. That's like a 1952 heavyweight champion, 216 pounds. It's crazy. He's a throwback, and you got to love a throwback. And he's a trash talker. Not my particular favorite brand of trash talking, but he knows how to put on a show. And
yeah,
Oppressor with him and Fury is near magic.
It's
and
perfect
I hope that comes up. It's perfect. We will roll around with said pigs and get all muddy. We don't care.
No.
But that'll come off, and I think it will come off, because when you look at it, it's the logical next step. I don't see how it won't happen.
Yeah, that's
Fury and Wilder.
I don't see how it won't happen.
And
you know what bummed me out too was that Stavern got paid less than Wilder. He was the champ on that fight.
Of course he did, because he was the champ.
Oh,
because
God.
It's a negotiating champ, the negotiating table. He says, of course I have to get paid more, guys. I'm the champ. And they say, really, what champ? And he's like, oh, okay, good point. Give Wilder the bigger purse.
And you're the champ of a vacated title.
Right. God. But, yeah. I got Fury. You got Wilder. We'll chat more about it as it looks more set to happen. Although it looks fairly set now, like we said. But, We'll lead up to it. We'll make a big deal out of it. We'll have them both on the show. But
that'd be great.
Something I want to, you know, we're doing boxing, we're doing wrestling. My turn. Let's do some wrestling.
Wait a minute.
Some pro wrestling. Well, no, okay,
hold on,
go
hold
ahead.
On. We didn't
go ahead.
Talk about Santa Cruz and the future for him. And
Before
we got on air.
He wants to lose to Rigo. Yeah.
He wants Mahrez or Rigondo next. Those are two. That'll be two great. Either way, it's going to be great.
Great fight against Rigondo, but he's not going to win. The Cruz won't win that one. But a great fight. I'd pay to see it, depending on who can spot me the money.
I know.
I'd pay $60 for that. Hey, Dave, you got $60?
I'd go over to a friend's house and watch that. Yeah, no problem.
Exactly. I'd go over there. I'd sit on an uncomfortable couch in my pants, fully clothed, to watch that fight.
Yeah.
You know? I'd do that. But and they're little guys, so it'll be fun. The little guys are always much more fun than the big heavyweights.
But there's not much news in the boxing. Let's. I'm passing the mic. What do we got for wrestling?
What we got for wrestling is not really new news, but I was talking in a condo thread on Facebook. A friend of the show, actually, Jim Rhymes with the Migos, Cerrigos.
Yay! Yeah, Cerrigos.
And he was
wrestling.
fascinated to learn that people actually bet, wager, gamble, handicap, the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. People bet on it. And one person in particular.
Hold on.
He goes.
When you say.
Oh, go ahead.
When you say handicap, do you mean these are handicap people and it's like Monopoly money?
These. I can't speak to the soundness of their body and mind. But I can assure you, it is not Monopoly money. It's big money. And I don't mean big like the foreign money that's huge and it doesn't fit in your wallet and it's colored all funny. I mean big money, like lots of dollars. Dollar bills, y'all money. That kind of money. The Benjamins, if you will.
Right.
The Benjamins. And one person in particular, it started, I think, in 2013, and it's going up until as recently as last month, is he's a Reddit user, and now he's taken to Twitter. He's, I think, Dolphin 1925, and he obviously either makes the deals or he has some insider information trickle down to him as to the inner workings, but he's batting 1,000. In, you know, guessing, quote-unquote, who's going to win these big matches. And he's raking it in, and he's the only person anywhere, that said Brock Lesnar was going to beat The Undertaker at last year's WrestleMania. And to give you an idea of the betting, Undertaker was a 40-1 favorite, for those who know what that is. Taker was a 40-1 favorite at WrestleMania to beat Brock Lesnar. So much money got dropped on Brock Lesnar right before the match. We're talking within the hour of the match, that Taker went off as only a 3-1 favorite. So he went from a 40-1 favorite to a 3-1 favorite in minutes within an hour of the opening bell.
Whoa.
Huge amount of money got put on him. Huge. And I'm thinking, what if that was the Taker's retirement fund? What if it was the Taker? Who's to stop these guys from betting on themselves or against themselves?
Who's to stop Vince McMahon from betting on this stuff?
Who's to stop? Exactly. The house never loses, and Vincent Kennedy McMahon is the fucking house. Isn't that a nice way to pad your pocket and to make sure that it's you finish in the black and not the red?
That's brilliant.
You know? And isn't on Martin Luther King's birthday the goal of everyone to finish in the black, I ask you, Dave? But we're not going to do that. That's
more,
whatever.
Yeah.
But
you know what?
Honestly.
This reminds me of when Biff in Back to the Future 2 had the book where he can bet
exactly.
on the event.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like,
but not at all. Not at all.
But
because there is insider information being leaked and being capitalized on, and it makes professional wrestling as seedy and as dirty, skeevy, nasty underbelly as it needs to be for me to like it again, quite honestly.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's all these guys are lying in their own pockets, and I'm not saying Taker did, but what if he did? I mean, it was shock, and I always equate it as a car goes by because I'm sitting on my porch. I always equate it with Bruno Sammartino losing to Koloff, Madison Square Garden, 71? Nobody thought Koloff was going to win. Madison Square Garden, Bruno Sammartino takes the fall. And it's so quiet, according to people that were there, it's so quiet, it's such shocked silence at ringside that you could hear cars drive by outside of MSG when Koloff's hand gets raised. And you have the famous meme, the black guy, when Taker lost. Everybody's seen it. The guy's his eyes are bugging out of his head. Taker lost. Holy crap. I mean, and for the entertainment value alone, it's worth it. But to think somebody's making money on that beyond the typical payday, beyond the check that they get, is pretty cool. I mean, I'm not against it. A lot of people are against it. I'm for it. I think it's
cool.
Charming. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's charming. It's American. It's apple pie. It's baseball. Chicago Black Sox baseball, but it's baseball, you know.
Pete Rose is loving that.
Pete Rose is loving it. Maybe it's Pete Rose. Pete Rose was at a WrestleMania. He got pile-drived by Kane, you remember?
Yeah.
Maybe Pete Rose is doing this.
See? It was his angle.
And I think he's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame already, so screw it. He's got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Dolphins 1925. If you Google Dolphins 1925, his Twitter account comes up. Active as early as last month.
Not like pile driver.
If you know a bookie that takes action on WWE activity, put some money aside. Google Dolphins 1925 and bet with them. That's my tip. If you tuned in, you deserve a tip. You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. And Dave, you want to go back to boxing? This is a listenable show right here.
No, we still have more wrestling. My boxing, that's it. That's it. That's all I got. That's all that's really going on.
That can't be all that's going on. With a titillating figure such as Klitschko holding the crown of the heavyweight division, you're telling me that there's nothing to talk about? I was going to say Jermaine Taylor. Rest easy, folks. He's in police custody. Don't worry about it. Go
up
out.
An IHOP. Yeah.
Go. Oh, God, if you're going to inflict misery, why would you do it in an IHOP? Hasn't misery already reached the IHOP?
Honestly, I don't know where he shot the gun. I was just making that up.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Jesus,
I was like, I don't know where he shot the gun.
He shot his own. Where else are all the one-legged waiters going to get jobs other than IHOP? Oh!
It's Taylor. Get down.
he shot somebody. He hit somebody upside the head with a brick more recently. He's safer in custody. There was rumors of him fighting GGG, Triple G. Nobody wants that, except for the people that like public executions. He's safer. We're safer. The fight probably wouldn't have happened because why would 3G take that fight?
Well,
what does he have to win by that?
Public executions you're looking for. That's more or less like GGG's village.
Right. That's right in his wheelhouse is what it is.
They thought Jermaine Taylor was a Moorish invader.
Right. Oh. We're not bringing the Moors up on Martin Luther King's special day, please. But, Jermaine Taylor safely in police custody. Thank goodness that nobody's getting hurt.
Something right. Yeah, for one.
The police are doing something right. He's not doing anything wrong. Everybody's safe. So come out of your bomb shelters and feel free to move about. For Jermaine Taylor is off the streets and not in a boxing ring. You wanted to get something more current than Taker losing WrestleMania nearly a year ago. No, it wasn't that long ago. Well, almost. Nearly a year ago. TNA moved its Impact wrestling show to something on TV called Destination America. It's a channel, apparently.
What was that about?
I don't know. We could have started a promotion and been on Destination America. We should have.
Community Access
would
have put that on. I know.
Yeah, exactly. That's where you go when Community Access is filled. Sorry, guys. We have the Crochet Show and the Gardener Show. You're going to have to go to Destination America.
We're going to be reviewing cruise ships.
Exactly. In monotone voices. But they started this new venture in the same fashion that led to them ending their last TV contract with Spike, I think, with MVP. A very juiced up version of MVP, but with MVP. He's terrible on the mic. It's not like he's a god in the ring, but they started a new thing. They hyped it as fresh and new, and it was dank and old, and it's MVP. And MVP was introduced way back, like I said, on Spike when they lost the TV contract because they were trying to save it, and they brought him in to save it because they needed a guy to shake up the industry. They needed a guy to give groundbreaking performances. They needed a big name, Dave. They needed somebody huge, somebody with name recognition, somebody that transcends the world of professional wrestling. and is securely in every household in America, and they hyped him for weeks, possibly months, his coming, but not MVP. There was a mystery. It was a mystery guy. Somebody huge is coming. Somebody huge is coming. Stay tuned next week when we'll again tell you somebody huge is coming. And he came, Dave, and it was MVP. And they died. And now they're doing it again. On Destination America. Unbelievable. It's terrible.
That's like when WCW was hyping Berlin. Remember the Alex Wright character?
Jesus Christ, yeah. Oh, my God, I remember him. And my prevailing thought about him, he's kind of skinny.
He what?
He's kind of gawky. You know, you look like an athlete, but I don't want my wrestlers to look like athletes. I want them to look like animals, like monsters.
Yeah, like Bruiser Brody.
You look kind of athletic. Like Bruiser Brody. Like Kamala. Then, not now. Like,
no, he's not in good shape right now.
No, he's not. What's left of him is in terrible shape. But, Kamala, seriously, half the man he used to be.
A quarter of the man he used to be. Okay. Three quarters of the man he used to be.
Jesus Christ, if they don't have another leg to take, what's going to happen? What are they going to take? Oh, God, it reminds me of my uncle Irving. He went in.
Oh, wait a minute,
diabetes,
you know what?
Too.
That was Abdullah the Butcher. Wasn't it?
Who cares? I'm telling something. Probably, you're right. Everything else stands.
Oh,
switch the names. We'll edit it in. Don't worry, we'll edit it. Anyway, my uncle Irving, he's in his late 70s. He's diabetic. He's an old Jew. He eats like a too much chopped liver, you know. So he goes into the doctor to get his foot taken, essentially. And the fucking bastard doctor takes the wrong foot, Dave.
Oh, my God.
So he has to go back in and get the correct foot taken off. And he tried to sue.
That old sawbones?
He tried to sue the hospital, Dave. And they wouldn't even hear his case. The judge told him he didn't have a leg to stand on.
Well, you're an idiot. I figured he'd be a shoe in.
Oh! This is a fun show. This is ruining the reputation of a fine blog. If you want something more serious than this, where we get most of the names correct. We started off
serious and surly, talking about these fights that nobody gives a shit about.
Well, it's been good knowing you. And thanks for showing up for the working interview, and we'll get back to you. We have a minute left. Go to www.... And,
we'll talk about it next time.
Good. Next time. Go to www.enesskay.blogspot.com. I'm sorry, Abdullah the Butcher. I'm sorry, Kamala. I'm still unsure which is which. I hope everybody had a great Martin Luther King Day. And Dave, put a ribbon on this bitch.
Hit us up on Facebook. Give us a like, share our stuff, check out Cap's Day in History.
It's a Day in History.
Stuff on boxing. Check out the forum, check out the page, and check out the blog, Blogspot, the www.nskboxing.com. I think that's what Cap said earlier. That's about it.
I don't know. I wasn't listening to what you were saying. Tune in. Next week.
Sorry, go. Yeah.